This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. We often say it's a free country as a comeback when someone does something a little different. That saying could apply to different tastes in food as much as anything else. Most of us eat meat, but many are vegetarians. Some choose organic food. Some simply shop for the best price. There are plenty of options thanks to our productive farmers. I'd like consumers to know that they can be comfortable with their food choices whether they eat meat, eggs, and dairy products or not. On farms, the animals are protected from bad weather, diseases, and predators. Farmers keep the animals comfortable day and night. They manage their diet so they get all the nutrition they need. It's the same on farms across the country. In fact, most have heard stories about a farmer sitting up all night with a sick cow or a farm family skipping their own dinner because the animals need to be cared for first. It's in farmers' best interest to take good care of their animals. Also, most are in the farming business because they love animals. Animal ag producers are always working to do things better, and they are open to a constructive dialogue about the practices they use. They produce more meat than they used with less environmental impact per pound, conserving resources and keeping prices down so more consumers can afford the protein their families need. They're using antibiotics responsibly. The same as children get the medicine that they need to stay healthy, so do the animals. They are proud of what they do and how they do it, but every farmer I know wants to keep improving. So consumers should eat what they like. It's a free country. Whether it's chicken sandwich or a veggie burger, it all comes from a farm or ranch where farmers strive to grow the very best for your family and theirs. If you're looking for resources to highlight the good job animal agriculture is doing, take a look at the fooddialogues.com website from the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance. Farmers and consumers share the goal of a safe, abundant, and yes, humane food supply. The Agriculture's Department's announcement that the commodity checkoff funds can be used to help market U.S. farm products in Cuba lets America's farmers invest directly in the growth in trade between the two nations, according to AFBF President Zippy Duval. American-grown foods hold a clear competitive advantage in the Cuban marketplace, and the use of farmer and rancher-generated funds to promote and market U.S. farm goods fits the checkoff mission perfectly, Duval said in a statement. AFBF and other farm groups have been working closely with USDA in hopes of lifting the prohibition against using agricultural checkoff funds in Cuba. With the railroad track maintenance tax credit set to again expire at the end of this year, farmers and ranchers are urging Congress to approve the Building Rail Access for Customers and the Economy Act, or S-2595 and H.R. 4626, which would permanently extend the 50% railroad track maintenance credit for short-line railroads. Short-line railroads are first and last mile carriers that connect small towns, farms, and factories to the national network, creating jobs and stimulating economic growth in thousands of local communities. AFBF President Zippy Duval wrote in a letter urging House and Senate lawmakers to co-sponsor the BRACE Act. A new initiative provides a clearinghouse of information for agricultural educators who seek safety resources and training programs aimed toward youth. The Safety in Agriculture for Youth Project homepage, extension.org/say, is an umbrella compilation that includes many different curricula, programs, projects, and activities that together have a common purpose of increasing safety and health knowledge and reducing hazard and risk exposure to youth on farms and ranches. All educational resources located on the SAY Clearinghouse are aligned to the 2015 Agriculture, Food, and Natural Resources Standards. The Clearinghouse also includes a search engine feature that allows users to search for a curriculum or resource by a specific topic. Irrigation systems managed from iPads, animal nutrition tracked by computer chips, and tractors that drive using GPS are only a few examples of the ways farmers and ranchers use technology to produce food in a sustainable manner. With each generation becoming further removed from agriculture, Discovering Farmland, a comprehensive education program created by the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance in conjunction with Discovery Education, is providing high school students nationwide with a first-hand glimpse into contemporary agriculture through the Smart Farm Where Technology and Innovation Meet live virtual field trip on Tuesday, April 5th at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Available at no cost, this live virtual event hosted from Deere & Company World Headquarters in Moline, Illinois, will transport classrooms across the country to a hog, corn, and soybean farm to see today's modern agricultural practices in action. Students will also hear from fourth-generation farmer Ryan Velhuizen, who was featured in James Mull's award-winning documentary, Farmland, as he discusses technology and innovation on today's smart farms. Students and educators can register for the 45-minute event and submit questions ahead of time to be answered live at discoveringfarmland.com/virtual-field-trip. Lower retail prices for several foods, including salad, orange juice, shredded cheddar, ground chuck, sirloin tip roast, vegetable oil, white bread, ground chuck, deli ham, and orange juice resulted in a slight decrease in AFBF's Spring Picnic Market Basket Survey. The informal survey shows the total cost of 16 food items that can be used to prepare one or more meals was $53.28, down 59 cents or about 1% compared to a survey conducted a year ago. Of the 16 items surveyed, 10 decreased and 6 increased in average price. Egg prices are up sharply from first quarter of 2015, a year ago, but are down even more sharply from the third quarter of 2015. This shows the effect of the HPAI, or High Pathogenic Avian Influenza, event last year. Prices soared in the latter half of last year, but are working their way back down as increasing production has started to catch up with demand, which has moderated prices somewhat. Prices on the beef items in the market basket, ground chuck and sirloin tip roast, are lower compared with the first quarter of 2015. Retail beef prices peaked in early 2015 at record high levels. Agriculture Department officials recently announced the agency would provide $272 million in support of local schools and roads in 41 states and Puerto Rico. The funding is also authorized through the Secure Rural Schools and Community Self-Determination Act. The actual amount of each state's payment is determined by a number of factors written into law, including how many counties had elected to share in that payment. Since 1908, 25% of USDA's Forest Service revenues, such as those from timber sales, mineral resources, and grazing fees, have been returned to states in which national forest lands are located. Rural communities and schools rely on these revenues to provide education services, road maintenance, and conservation projects. In the late 1980s, national resource policies diminished revenue-generating activity in the forests, and by 1998, revenues for these communities had declined by more than 70%. The decline affected more than 780 counties nationwide and more than 9 million school children. The act was signed into law in 2000 to provide assistance to rural counties affected by the decline in revenue from timber harvests on federal lands. The funds are used for schools, roads, and maintaining current infrastructure, in addition to creating employment opportunities and improving the health of watersheds and ecosystems. Carlinville Area Hospital, Macoupin County Farm Bureau, and the Macoupin County Fair Board have gotten together to sponsor a farm-to-table dinner on Saturday, April 23rd. This food and music-focused special event will take place in the Bates Building on the Macoupin County Fairgrounds just north of Carlinville. Doors will open at 5:30 p.m. and dinner will begin at 6:30. Event coordinator Jamie Bray urges everyone in the Carlinville and Macoupin County area to mark their calendars now. Carlinville is hosting Farm to Table because we're the Macoupin County seat, but this is definitely an all-county presentation. It actually goes beyond our county. We encourage people from towns and counties all around Macoupin to join us for what will be more of a festival than just a dinner. It will be a fun night out and a showcase for some of the many good things that are available right here in our big backyard. The dinner will center on tender ribeye steaks hand-grilled by Farm Credit Services staff members. There will be a variety of side dishes and an array of homemade pies and brownies, topped off, of course, with Prairie Farms ice cream. And for the perfect down-home touch, the desserts will be served in mason jars. According to Bray, The event is planned to be a classy affair. There'll be china plates, silverware, and linen tablecloths and napkins. Beer will be free, and there will be complimentary wine at the table. Complimentary tea, coffee, and soft drinks will also be served. Whatever they're drinking, guests can take home their stemmed wine glasses at the tables as souvenirs. Cocktails will be available at the cash bar. In addition, the Plainview Winery will host a wine tasting and have bottles of their wine available for purchase. Bray added that each table will have a floral, herb, or similar decorative plant as a centerpiece provided by Call's Greenhouse, La Bella Fiore Garden Center, or Rhodes Greenhouses. Guests will have the option to buy the centerpieces at the end of the evening. Joe Frew of Gillespie will start the entertainment after dinner. Following Joe will be the Miles Station Band. Miles Station plays only for limited special engagements and brings together for Farm to Table Lori Franke, Eric Cooper, Chris Hammond, John Hand, Mike Musgrove, and Jerry Price. Tickets for Farm to Table are $40 per person or $280 for a table of eight, a savings of $5 per person. Tickets are now available from Jamie Bray at Carlinville Area Hospital, Macoupin County Farm Bureau, Michelle's Pharmacy, and My Sister's Closet. Bray emphasized that the organizers need to have a final ticket count by April 15th to determine how many steaks and other food and drink items to order. For that reason, all tickets will be sold in advance, and the event is not able to accommodate walk-ins. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.